With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin Public Service crews have restored power to 62,000 customers from this weekend's strong ice storm, but tens of thousands of people remain without electricity. As of this morning, nearly 60,000 WPS customers were listed as having no power. The utility estimated that 80% of customers who lost power during the ice storm will have it restored by the end of Monday. WPS crews are finding significant damage across the area, with the Northwoods hit very hard. Ice-covered trees and limbs are coming down and impacting electric equipment. Technicians from across Wisconsin are coming to the area to help. Customers can get the latest information on the estimated time of restoration for their outage at the WPS online map or by using the WPS app. Customers are reminded to stay away from any downed wires and to report downed lines to law enforcement. With tens of thousands of people without power, places for people to warm up and charge devices are open across the Northwoods. Northland Pines High School will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. People can use the commons, locker rooms, and field house. Children must be accompanied by an adult. Forest County Emergency Management opened at several sites yesterday. It may open more today. Wabino Fire Hall, Hiles Town Hall, Argonne Town Hall, and Goodman Town Hall are open as warming shelters. The Lac-des-Flambeaux Tribe says community members should check in at the police department. They'll be directed to either the emergency shelter, the Tribal Natural Resource Center, or the casino. The Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau is open at 24 hours for people in need of a place to warm up. People in Rhinelander will now be voting at James Williams Middle School on Tuesday. That's a change of location due to damage caused to the Hodag Dome by the ice storm. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
For the last several years, Rhinelander residents have been voting at the Hodag Dome. But the dome deflated Sunday. The ice storm took out the power, and the backup generator didn't kick in. This caused the dome to deflate, leading to tears and damage. The school district of Rhinelander completely deflated the dome yesterday. The manufacturer is expected to be on site today to assess damage and develop a repair plan. The district is working to get the dome up and running as quickly as possible. Rhinelander City Council called a special meeting last night to vote on a new polling location for the spring election tomorrow. Rhinelander voters will go to the James Williams Middle School, which is near the dome. Polls will be open tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Voters are being asked to park behind the school at Mike Webster Stadium and use the rear entrance. That will take them directly to the gym where the voting will take place. Wisconsin's spring election tomorrow includes races for state Supreme Court, state schools chief, and a proposed constitutional amendment requiring photo ID for voting. It will be the first major indication of the state's political climate since Donald Trump recaptured the White House. The Republican Trump edged Democrat Kamala Harris in Wisconsin in November by just 0.86 percentage points, the tightest margin of any state. That narrow win and a highly competitive 2023 state Supreme Court contest could foreshadow the possible path to victory for this year's statewide campaigns. Also on the ballot are a handful of contested town board, city council, and school board races. Five local school districts have referenda on the ballot. You can learn more about the races and find out what's on your ballot with the WXPR Voter Guide. Visit WXPR.org and find it on the homepage. Elon Musk has given out $1 million checks to two Wisconsin voters, declaring them spokespeople for his political group. That's ahead of a Wisconsin Supreme Court election that the tech billionaire cast as critical to President Trump's agenda and the future of civilization. A unanimous court on Sunday refused to hear a last-minute attempt by the state's Democratic Attorney General to stop Musk from handing over the checks to two voters, a ruling that came just minutes before the planned start of the rally. Police arrested a man in Tennessee for a shooting that happened in Lincoln County in February. The incident resulted in a Gleason area man being hospitalized in critical condition. The shooting happened in the early morning hours of February 7th at the Ecstasy Golf Course. Investigation led to 27-year-old Bobby Dabbs of Trenton, Tennessee. He was taken into custody March 17th and was extradited to Lincoln County. Dabbs is scheduled to make an initial appearance in Lincoln County Circuit Court today. Spring is here, so it's time for farmers and ranchers to prepare for planting. That means looking ahead at the weather for the months to come. But as Harvest Public Media's Hector Alejandro Azarte reports, the latest forecast could be worse drought.
Experts say some parts of the Midwest and Great Plains are currently experiencing warm temperatures and low precipitation, and that might increase drought severity. Farmers and ranchers need water to raise livestock or grow crops. But Greg Deering with the Kansas Farm Bureau says many of its members are concerned that drought might negatively impact their operations.
Rain makes grain, right, is the saying, and we're going to need some rain here in the coming days, coming weeks, as we move into planting season.
Nearly half of the north central U.S. region is experiencing moderate drought conditions or worse, according to the March briefing from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and its regional climate partners. I'm Hector Alejandro Arzate, Harvest Public Media.
Most of northern Wisconsin, as well as Gogebic County, is currently experiencing moderate drought conditions. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.